We're going to the UK, which means...
How can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change
our wonderful Tams in Gaywood. Tam, hello!
Oh, I love that bit of Nick Kershaw. I was trying to explain to my daughter the other day that it was quite okay for me as a teenager to have crushes on someone other than her father, who had basically I'd not yet met. And I had Nick Kershaw on my ceiling so I could lie in bed and look at him, and Morten Harkett from A-ha. They were the two big loves of my teenage life. Because she was talking about putting pictures of her friends on her ceiling.
Oh, that's so but girls do that.
I thought
that's,
that was so
it's
sweet.
It's lovely. Yeah. And what age is she?
She's 10.
Yeah. Well, you know, the best is yet to come.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, she hasn't yet found anyone, except maybe the kid who played Bugsy and Bugsy Malone at Hammersmith last year. She had quite a crush on him, and we were trying to Wikipedia him, but because he was only about 12, he really didn't have much of an online presence. I think she was a bit upset at that.
I'm laughing because many of the ladies in this audience on a Saturday night would have done the same thing for when the before your, just a decade before you, would have been the Bay City Rollers. Well,
absolutely. For Eric, my mum, it was Elvis.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's in the gap. There is Bay City Rollers, huge in the 70s. And Eric Faulkner, the boy from Scotland, well, they all were, Embra, is a young 64 today. So where's that 50 years gone? 35 years.
Isn't 60 the new 30 or the new 40 anyway? So.
We hope so. speaking of great birthdays, there's because I'm thinking about a new segment for the program, Silly Things That People Have Done This Week. So,
oh, gosh, that'll go on for hours.
I know. So there's a dear friend who I caught up with during the week. And then he rang and he said, he rang a couple of days later. He said, I've left my sunglasses at that place where we were having coffee. And I said, well, why are you ringing me? Why don't you go and see if the sunglasses are there? So he then did that. And they said, oh, no sunglasses. So then he rang me back and said, they haven't got my sunglasses. And I said, well, what do you want me to do about it? You haven't got your sunglasses. I haven't got your sunglasses. I said, hey, I haven't got your sunglasses. Have you looked? He said, I've looked everywhere. I said, have you looked?
Is it so traumatic that he needs someone to support him through the trauma?
And by the way, this is a $20 pair of sunglasses.
Oh, gosh. But if you love something, then it's priceless, right?
I know. So
he
then he says,
really love these glasses.
Then he says, Margaret, I'll go and buy another pair. So he goes to his local pharmacy and he forks out another $20 for exactly the same pair of sunglasses. So he then jumps back into his car after he's purchased the new pair of sunglasses and he opens up the little lid where you put your sunglasses and guess what was in there?
But isn't that the surefire way to retrieve something you've lost is to buy another one? And then that's when they appear.
That's when they turn
up. I was just hiding like a kid's game.
But I sort of blame me because my patron saint is Saint Anthony, given the name. 13th of June, feast day, birthday. My name is Anthony Tony. So my patron saint is Saint Anthony. So unbeknownst to him, I said a prayer to Saint Anthony, who's the patron saint of lost property. So after he
so what you're saying is in the religious circles you've got some serious coinage.
I've got
you've got contacts. Right?
I know what's going on. I got some pull here. So I said a prayer to St. Tone, and I said, St. Anthony, could you find Trev's sunglasses for me? Bugger me dead. 25 minutes later, he said, I found them and they're sitting in where I put the new pair. Isn't that funny?
Oh, I love it.
Let's talk about what's happening in your part of the world. We were mesmerised, or many of us watching the news, covering the news during the week, were watching what was happening in my part of the world, which was Ireland. Is this remnants of storm? Is this remnants of what's come across from Ireland into the UK, into England?
Well, that was Storm Ophelia. Now, Storm Brian, which it's too Monty Python-esque, is it not? I mean... Yes, it's a bad storm. It's hard to get worried maybe about a bad storm called Brian. But anyway, Brian, again, battering Ireland first. It sort of hit Ireland and then the UK 4 a.m. this morning, and it sort of petered out a bit and heading up to, it's sort of broken up a bit and heading up to Scotland. But yeah, I mean, all of the coastal areas, and it's half term here in the UK as well. And it's only 1 week, and a lot of people will take a break. They'll go driving to see family. They'll do like a cheap little holiday at the coast or in a caravan park somewhere. And with 70-mile-an-hour winds, people are saying, look, don't be a smartass. You know, if you want to drive your car through water, 30 centimetres is enough to start shifting your car if the water's moving fast enough. Don't take a storm selfie of a wave breaking over a, you know, in a Cornish village down near the coast. Just be smart and be safe. Because Storm Ophelia, three people were killed, hit by debris. I think a tree fell on a car. So, yeah, just be safe and batten down the hatches. But at 4 a.m. this morning, it was supposed to hit. Here in London, it's a bit windy and it's overcast. But other than that, we've been pretty untouched by it.
Well, you would have been talking to your family. I mean, even here, we got rain. We got rain all week. Temperatures wow. only in the low 20s. At one stage, I think the expected top for during the week is about 19 degrees on one of the days. It gets to a top of 19 degrees or something on Friday with lots of rain around.
It was 22 here, so actually we had it warmer here than there.
Yeah, correct. Now, Hillary Clinton, Four Corners, ABC Four Corners with, I think it's Sarah Ferguson, did the interview, as I recall. Stand to be corrected on that, with Hillary Clinton, and went to air last Monday night. It was a pretty amazing interview for a range of reasons, despite what you may or may not think about Mrs. Clinton. But what she's been in the UK and travelling, has she? Promoting her book?
She has, and in fact, she's been doing some interviews, but in terms of a live conversation, she did one and one only at Festival Hall last Sunday, and I was sitting in the front row with a mate. An American friend who had got tickets for her and three mates. One of them couldn't make it. I'm so mouthy about politics on Facebook, she knew I would be up for it. So I paid a not small fee to sit in the front row. I was 2 meters away from her. It was fascinating. There were no massive surprises in what she said. She was very open, very articulate and candid. I just came away feeling quite depressed, actually, because what happened, we all know what happened, but to hear her quite meticulously and from her perspective talk through what she expected to happen, what they saw unraveling, and then the aftermath and what's currently happening, and whether or I mean the guy said, you know, do you think America's going to get back to sort of where it was, a great place? And basically her answer was no. I mean, sure, we'd like to, but no, because of these reasons. So she had interviews, but she broke a toe. Bless her, she said, I was in heels, I had a cup of coffee, I was walking downstairs, I was talking to someone over my shoulder, and I slipped and broke my toe. So she ended up on the Graham Norton show, which I think plays in Australia, so you may get to see it.
Yes, it does.
In a moon boot, basically saying the NHS is marvellous, which, of course, we all know about the healthcare woes of what they will and won't give people over in the US. But she certainly got a taste of the NHS and broken toe. She looked all right. She was... yeah, I need to watch it, though. It'll be interesting to see what she says. I think more of the same that I saw live.
She made the point pretty clear in the interview on the Four Corners segment was to do with, you know, the Russian influence and the...
Oh,
and she really quite laboured that. And I got the sense that there's still a lot we don't know about how all that happened.
Well, and she made the same point on Sunday night. She said there's serious collusion, serious bad behaviour went on, and the current inquiry, which interestingly is being pushed quite hard by two Republicans. So it is obviously the Democrats support it, but it is two Republican senators who have been pushing this inquiry hard. She said it's just the tip of the iceberg. So it really is. A lot of the questions, she said, we're going to have to wait and see what happens after this inquiry. What about this? We're going to have to wait and see what happens with this inquiry. Do you think Trump will remain here for the full 4 years? Again, we'll have to wait and see what comes out of this inquiry. So she didn't give a sense that she knew that there was a smoking gun and she was waiting for it to be revealed to everyone else, but certainly the sense that bad things happened. And they're connecting the dots, following the money maybe, and at some point, hopefully, we'll have a better idea of what actually happened and who the players were.
Now, just to remind us, Oxbridge becoming less diverse and the richest gaining 80%. Just explain us. So Oxbridge is?
Oxbridge is just a way of talking about Oxford and Cambridge, the two the national two great, universities. Yeah, okay. And an Oxbridge candidate will be a student who is basically wants to go to either one of them. So they will push themselves, tutor, do whatever they need to do to be an Oxbridge candidate. And they'll say, I'm an Oxbridge candidate, or I'm an Oxbridge graduate, or an Oxford graduate. I mean, they are unbelievable universities. They've always been very white and very privileged. There's no doubt about that. They've worked very hard at trying to be more diverse. It's not an easy thing. That I understand. But David Lammy, who is a Labour MP, actually got... he got access to their numbers. So under the Freedom of Information Act, so this is public information, but you need to request it. Mm-hmm. You can see why Oxford and Cambridge weren't letting people know themselves. He accessed their data for the last few years. In 2015, 10 colleges in Oxford did not give a place to a black student. Their numbers are absolutely woeful. And basically, they're going backwards. So 4 out of 5 of the students at either of those universities come from the most privileged groups. So Lammy is campaigning for greater ethnic and socioeconomic diversity at both of them, and they appear to be going backwards. And the universities are coming up with all of these numbers and stats and facts to show that actually they're trying really hard and they're doing better, but they do appear to be going backwards.
Tamsin, tell us about this badger. This is funny. This is a badger that breaks into a cat's home, steals the food, and then goes for a little bit of a snooze.
Oh, it's so funny. So this couple came back home, and there was literally a badger. You forget how large they are. It's like a medium-sized dog. A badger curled up fast asleep in their cat's bed. So he'd got in through the cat flap. Quite close to the cat flap was the cat food and the lovely sort of soft pillowy bed. He did not want to get out of the bed. It was a completely wild badger. So they're pulling him and they're tipping it, trying to get him out. He didn't want to go. He hissed a bit at them. So they called someone from the Scottish SPCA. And in he got. He realized the badger at some point that the back door was open. As soon as he spotted that, he absolutely ran for it. But yeah, I wonder now if he's clocked that this is a good place to get food and have a nap, and whether he'll be back. I guess only time will tell, and I'm sure the press will soon tell us, yep, the badger who broke in is back, having another nap, eating another lot of food.
The badger is back. Hey, you mentioned Nick Kershaw. What was that other artist from Ha-Ha that you mentioned?
Morten Harket, the lead singer from Aha, who was just... It went a bit viral this week. They've obviously done a show somewhere in Norway and they were doing some sort of acoustic versions of their old stuff.
Have a listen to this. Have a listen. Stay there. Does that get your little heart a-racing?
Oh, you have no idea. And if anything, the man is more handsome now than he was.
There it is. There you go.
He has aged
beautifully. Good girl. Nice to talk, Tam. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Take care, mate.
Bye. Tamsin Gatewood in the UK.